This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of our show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well... got the minor power issue resolved, for all the good it did, because I've come back and they've decided that espionage is no longer a crime the day after Independence Day. FBI Director James Comey, in an odd twist of fate, since the chance meeting of Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on some airport tarmac out in Arizona, announced today that despite evidence Hillary Clinton was extremely careless in her handling of classified emails on a private server, the Bureau will not recommend to the Department of Justice that criminal charges be brought against the former Secretary of State. He said, "Our judgment is no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case." Well, I don't know about reasonable prosecutors. For some fraction of what she did, I would have been in jail in the military. Clinton spokesperson Brian Fallon issued a written statement shortly after the announcement. He said, "We are pleased that the career officials handling this case have determined that no further action by the department is appropriate." I guess with a political person, they always use their last title. Because she was the first lady, then she was the senator, and now she former Secretary of State. So they say, "As the Secretary has long said, it was a mistake to use her personal email, and she would not do it again. We are glad that this matter is now resolved." Espionage is never resolved. Espionage is like Fast and Furious. Well, some of these things, there will be ramifications come later on down the road. Donald Trump tweeted, "FBI director said crooked Hillary compromised our national security. No charges. Wow, rigged system." Now, despite not recommending charges, which I have some very strong feelings about this, from my short period of time in military intelligence, she broke lots and lots of rules handling classified information. They found 110 emails were sent or received on the Clinton server that contained classified information. Comey said that with those 110 emails, they were basically out in the open. He said it was possible that people hostile to the U.S. had gained access to her personal email account. They're out there talking about the stuff they have. Gusifer, whatever his name is. We've got him, and now we've got Gusifer 2 out there. Comey said seven email chains were classified as the top secret special access program level, SAP, when they were sent and received on Clinton's server. I've never seen a message like that. And I worked at battalion level military intelligence. I've never seen a SAP message. Now, I didn't have SAP clearance, so that probably explains it. I had SCI, top secret clearance, but not SAP. He further said there's evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those government employees with whom she was corresponding about these matters should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation. You know, ignorance of the law is not an excuse for committing espionage. I'm sorry, Mr. Director of the FBI. Your credibility is shot up now, brother. It is shot up. Clinton, along the way, has consistently downplayed this investigation, calling it a security review as recently as June 3rd, and said there was absolutely no possibility that she would be indicted. And I wanted to see her get indicted just because she said that. Weeks ago, a scathing State Department Inspector General report directly countered her long-running claim that her personal email use was allowed, though her campaign continued to defend the candidate's actions. So in the wake of this, in the wake of this decision, Trump has stepped up his criticism of her email actions and said she belongs in jail. And I agree with Mr. Trump. Now, the DOJ decision does not strip this controversy as a campaign issue. And it actually throws it up there in the air like a toss-up. And everybody should keep hammering on this as the campaign lurches into full general election mode post-conventions, but shows the federal investigation did not determine the actions to be criminal, even if they were ill-advised and potentially damaging to national security. There's no such thing as partially damaging to national security. That's like being sort of pregnant or sort of dead. House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin said the decision not to prosecute Clinton defied explanation, adding no one should be above the law. And that's about as good a description as anybody's going to get in there. It defies explanation. This was a year in the making. Clinton responded at the time with a point-by-point written explanation in a press conference in which she had said she had opted to use her personal server for convenience. Critics said that she was circumventing the government systems in order to try to shield her communications from public records requests, potentially putting sensitive and high classified government secrets at risk in the process. 2,000 emails on her server were found to have contained information now deemed classified, although they apparently were not marked classified when sent. However, stripping the headers off of an email doesn't make it not classified. It means it's been tampered with. It means it's been compromised, but it doesn't make it not classified. Now, for the first time more than ever, I mean, I had this secret hope going on in my head that at the ballot box, we could do something about what's going on in the country. I guess we're going to see if that's still possible come November. This stumps me. I mean, there's no way that this is not criminal. And it bothers me that one official in the Obama administration that I thought might have a scintilla of the right stuff, of the, he doesn't. He does not. So here we go. Coming up, we'll be right back.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNN.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Performance Made in USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. arms, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, along the way, while he was saying that he wasn't going to recommend a criminal charge, he did sort of tear apart some talking points that Hillary has been using all along. Let's take a look at those, shall we, one by one. Item number one, her emails were not classified. Well, Comey settled the question in decisive fashion, demolishing that claim. From a group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department, 110 emails and 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received. Top secret information was contained in 8 of those email chains. Secret information was in 36 chains and 8 held confidential information. Item number two, she returned all work-related emails. Clinton failed to turn over several thousand work-related emails to the State Department in December 2014. That undermines the repeated assertion that she did turn over all such records. They also discovered several thousand work-related emails that were not in the group of 30,000 that were returned by Secretary Clinton to State in 2014 in a variety of ways. She also claimed that she was over-inclusive in deciding which emails to return to the State Department. Comey said that some of Clinton's missing work emails had been deleted. Traces of those devices were found, or records were found on devices that she used over the years. Others were recovered from archived records. Still more was found in the form of email fragments dumped into what Comey called the slack space. Number three, classified emails were not marked classified. Now, as evidence was mounting last year, Clinton said that sent and received classified information. She adopted a new defense that the classified emails were not marked as such when Clinton sent and received them. I don't know why you would say, I had classified email that I didn't mark, classified that I sent. I don't know why you would do that, because that's sort of like, you know, confessing. Clinton said no information was marked classified at the time that she sent and received them. So Comey laid out the case that she should have known. The classified information was classified regardless of whether it was marked as such. Even if information is not marked classified in an email, participants who know or should know that the subject matter is classified are still obligated to protect it. This backs up the finding last year that Clinton signed a government form when she took office in which she acknowledged that there is no distinction between marked and unmarked classified information. In fact, the FBI director hinted that some of Clinton's emails contained classified markings. Talking point number four, she took the security of her email system seriously. Comey contradicted that claim that she and her staff took seriously the job of securing her emails and server. They noted that the Clinton setup, which was maintained by State Department Information Technology Specialist Brian Pagliano, did not have the kind of full-time support staff that it merited. Comey said none of these emails should have been on any kind of unclassified system, but their presence is especially concerning because all of these emails were housed on unclassified personal servers, not even supported by full-time security staff, like those found at departments and agencies of the U.S. government, or even with a commercial service like Gmail. Or, as an example, BlackBerry. So, her stuff was just sitting out there with less security than Gmail. On her website, the Clinton campaign states the security and integrity of her family's electronic communications was taken seriously from the onset when it was first set up for President Clinton's team. According to Comey, she was so careless about protecting her communications that she often used emails while visiting countries' highly developed spy capabilities. She also used her personal email extensively while outside the United States, including sending and receiving work-related emails in the territory of sophisticated adversaries. Talking point number five, it was a security review rather than a criminal investigation. Comey had already exposed the claim that the FBI probe was a mere security review earlier this year. He told reporters that he was not familiar with the term, and the FBI's name includes the word investigation. Clinton and her spokesholes took advantage of the fact that neither Comey nor any other federal law enforcement official had explicitly stated that the investigation was criminal in nature. On their website, it said, is Department of Justice conducting a criminal inquiry into Clinton's email use? They answer their own question, no. As Department of Justice and Inspectors General made clear, the IG's made a security referral. This was not criminal in nature, as misreported by some in the press. When he recommended, though, by the way, that there no charges should be filed against him or against Clinton, this was indicating that the investigation had been a criminal one all along. When, if you're not going to file charges, it was a criminal investigation. Clinton talking point number six, her lawyers read through all of her emails. Well, she claimed that her attorneys read through all of the 60,000 plus emails stored on her server before deciding what to delete and which to turn over to the State Department. She said that every one of them were read. Tuesday, that had cold water thrown all over it, too. Comey said the lawyers doing the sorting for Secretary Clinton on 2014 did not individually read the content of all of her emails as we did for those available to us. Clinton lawyers, which included at least two of her State Department colleagues, relied on header information and used search terms in an attempt to pick out work-related emails. So, no, they didn't read them. They didn't read the emails. So, campaign gave the State Department more than 30,000 of the emails that Clinton's lawyers claimed were work-related, and the other half were deleted. This is going to be something that should be hammered throughout the. This is bad. I'm glad I'm riding a bike every day. I'm glad I'm getting back into shape because I may need to. I may not be done yet. This is bad. This is a very bad indication. If we have members of government that are above the law. I mean, most of them vote to exempt themselves from all the laws they pass anyway. I don't know how that works once they become a ex-senator or a ex-representative, but however it works, it's very troubling that they consider themselves to be that high above the fray. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to look at the toppling of the Bill of Rights and what is the first domino in toppling, making all that fall over. That would be the Second Amendment. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Live from the Frog Lube, made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition.
I love it when that happens, you know, I really do. Let me do that one more time, please. Thank you.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Ah, technology, you are my friend. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, this recent faux hysteria coming from the Democrats regarding the shooting in Orlando, it's not about gun control. It's about people control. They want to control people. That's what they always want to do. If they were serious, they would address the ongoing situation in Chicago. They would look at that where the gang murder rate attributed to illegal guns is completely and totally out of control. I'll admit that to you right now. It has nothing to do with the guns, but it's completely out of control. And it's happening daily. I mean, they could go in there and actually do something there if they wanted to, but, you know, they could do a sit-in there.
Yeah.
The major objective here by these Democrats is the elimination of the Second Amendment by extra-constitutional means in order to establish a precedent for eliminating the other nine amendments in the Bill of Rights. This is the time to actually review the Constitution. document drawn up over a number of years is basically an organizational plan for the establishment and operation of a federal representative republic form of government. It lays out the establishment of the three branches of government, legislative, executive, and judiciary, and specifies the functions of each office and the requirements for individuals to hold an office. Age, residence, location, citizenship, so forth, that kind of thing. The length of the Constitution and the specific issues and concerns addressed demonstrate the work of highly intelligent people. Familiar with the faults and foibles of human beings, it lays out very specific methods for changing or amending the Constitution. They are intricate methods, time-consuming methods, and designed to make any changes difficult to achieve. It recognizes the dangers of changes to the Constitution made in the emotional heat of partisan politics and does everything to eliminate that possibility. Now, nothing is perfect. The 18th Amendment of the Volstead Act, better known as Prohibition, is a glaring example of how good intentions can produce bad results. When the very arduous work of putting the Constitution was finished, the framers recognized one glaring omission. There was nothing in the document to protect the individual. And then they came up with the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And recognizing the tendency of those in power to continually strive to attain more power, they placed the Second Amendment regarding weapons in a place of prominence. The liberal, progressive, Democrat, communist cohorts are not stupid for the most part, but they're always glaring exceptions. Can we say Hank Johnson? Yeah. And they recognize they would never be able to strike the Second Amendment and the right to gun ownership through the established process of actually amending the Constitution. So they resort to extra constitutional attempts to accomplish this end. Through judicial activism and legislative bait and switch and executive actions, they're striving to reach this ultimate goal. Change the Constitution without adhering to the obstructive requirements of the Constitution itself. If they are successful in negating the Second Amendment, then the other 9 amendments would be fair game for elimination by fiat since the precedent had been set. The guarantees of the Bill of Rights would become null and void, and government will be the only controlling power. The individual will become nothing more than a slave of the powerful. This is what progressivism is. This is not about moderates. Okay, we have moderates, but this isn't about moderation. The blueprint for this type of tyranny is the European Union, where unelected bureaucrats issue orders with the force of law affecting all citizens of member states. This is why we had Brexit. In this country, the Democrat-controlled state of California is the progressive dream and the bellwether for the rest of the country. If you couple this effort to eliminate the Second Amendment along with the total widespread and deep corruption, abuse of power, and complete disdain for the law by the present Democratic Party and leaders in it, like Obama and Lynch and the Clintons, this puts the future of this country in dire peril. It is not that we are in distress. It is that we are under duress, hard duress. And, one thing none of this talks about is what happens if that were to happen, if they were to get out there and find a way through extra constitutional means to pass a stripping of the Second Amendment. And that would be bad. Right now what we Well, Bill, you're talking about a lot of bad things today. What happened with Comey is bad. This is a very bad letdown. And it's a glaring example of corruption here. But the part that everybody's not saying is if they were to be successful in negating the Second Amendment, we're going to be in a state of civil war. To be sure, not everybody's going to go, but it will begin. The key to this working, and has anybody, as much as I've talked about it, I never put out there what the key to this working will be the states falling in line with it. It will be the sheriffs falling in line with it. If enough things are to happen, then while I'm perfectly okay with a civil war, if that's what it comes to, the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. Because they will try to do things like the feds would try to federalize the state national guards wherever these things spring up, and then put it down. And it will be up to the governors at that time, and the representatives, and the state senators, and the sheriffs to keep that from happening. If that can be maintained, if we can maintain that unity against the federal government, it's going to be over with quick. Because one thing they can't do is they can't put down a bunch of stuff in a bunch of different locations. That will be the key to it. It is the nightmare scenario in a terrorist attack. It would be the nightmare scenario in an uprising. Same nightmare scenario. Too many theaters for them to look at. Lost. They may as well just go ahead and forfeit then. Because there will be no redemption at that point. So we're going to have to wait and see. We're going to have to wait and see. Those of us that don't want to do this, which as much as I'm willing to do it, I will be voting in an effort to not do it. Because, believe me, we don't really want to go that way. Having said that, prepare to go that way. I am. I talked to some people today. They are. I mean, yeah. It's a bad day. It is a very bad day in America today. So, this is just a domino game they're trying to start, and the first thing they're going to start is try to take away your guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Amazing USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, the House is going to take up some gun control measures. Probably starting today. But despite Ryan getting out there and stating that there will be a vote on gun control sometime this week, the Congressional Black Caucus plans to be disruptive as possible when they reconvene. The caucus said its members should be as disruptive to Speaker Ryan as possible next week when the House gets back on Tuesday as part of the day of action on the floor in regards to gun violence, the memo sent out to Democratic offices. Members will give speeches pushing for more restrictions on the possession and use of guns. They will also attend a House Rules Committee hearing on Tuesday afternoon where legislation on terrorism and gun control will be addressed. During votes, members are encouraged to have a picture, not poster board, but a printed piece of paper with an image of a constituent killed by a firearm, the memo said. The measure that's to be taken up in the House is Senator John Cornyn's bill that provided due process of law provisions into the Democrats' no-fly, no-buy bill that blocked terror suspects from buying firearms. I don't actually have a problem with that. Okay, it's a little slippery, but this 72-hour window that Cornyn is proposing is, if it's actually implemented the way the bill reads, would be fine. Now, this GOP proposal, which has already been rejected by the Senate, would require the Justice Department to go to the court to prove probable cause that a person is involved in terrorism before he or she is barred from purchasing a firearm. I would expect, once they prove that, though, that then they maybe have to take him off the street. law enforcement agencies would have 72 hours to try to stop the gun sale. Democrats largely oppose the proposal, which has the backing of the NRA. Democrats pushed their own proposal that would bar anyone who is on the federal no-fly list from buying a gun, but Republicans and the NRA say that goes too far. And that's only because it does. The long-in-the-tooth John Lewis, Representative John Lewis from Georgia, who spearheaded the House sit-in that led to a vote on gun control, was once on the no-fly list. As was the late Senator Ted Kennedy. There is ample evidence that there are people on these secretive government lists that have zero ties to terrorism, though their gun rights would be stripped if the Democrats have their way. That's overreach. That's extra-constitutional, in addition to being unconstitutional. I don't expect this to pass. It might pass in the House. I don't know what the rules are in the House as far as passage of this is concerned. And it doesn't matter because it's already been defeated in the Senate. This is a stupid vote to take. It's a waste of time. They've already taken up the same thing. I guess they can throw it back to the Senate so they can vote it down again. It's not going to get the 60 votes. It's going nowhere. It's not going to become law. So it's essentially theater. I spent yesterday, well, I spent part of the time yesterday eating ribs, which are not on my diet. But I ate them anyway. But I also spent yesterday reflecting on why I have been what I was, why I still think the way I think. And, you know, the Magna Carta and the Declaration of Independence were about an overbearing despotic king in place. And Brexit, which is the British decision to leave the European Union, was much about overbearing bureaucrats in Brussels. Here we have these elections that likewise center on gaining a new measure of freedom from an authoritarian, unaccountable executive branch in Washington. Not to mention the complicity of the Department of Justice, the judiciary branch, if you will, which they're part of the executive branch, and you know. But the Brexit motto could be our very own motto if we wanted to, because it was their motto is take back control. Today's ruling elites do not govern from positions of land ownership or birth, but from assertions of greater education, greater expertise, being smarter than us, than supposedly, you know, than the citizens at large, the average person walking the street. These ruling classes increasingly control our land, our energy and minerals beneath them, and the lives and livelihoods and living standards of those beyond the D.C. Beltway. And people are getting fed up with this. A Financial Times headline just days after the Brexit vote read Clinton wary of populist contagion. She should be. The very notion that people would want to vote to loosen the shackles of intrusive government is completely against everything that she is. Like Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, she shares the mindset that democracy is fine if angry liberals can be mobilized to elect an activist, wealth redistributionist president to fundamentally transform America. What they find unsettling and intolerable is if we get together and mobilize to unelect this agenda. The Democrats are going far left, hard left. And they rightly worry that voters have had a belly full of liberal progressive policies that have rolled back economic growth. This whole thing with the with the email has been a sort of a welcome distraction along the way. Just like gun control right now is a distraction because it's going nowhere currently. Mrs. Clinton said our first task is to make sure the economic uncertainty created by these events does not hurt working class families here in America. Well, she's sort of insulated from reality with that statement. Possible impacts from the British exit from the EU is not the issue. It's hardly the issue. It's not even up there. Our concern is the certain harm of working classes inflicted by Obama's policies, which Hillary promises to redouble if she gets elected. Her comment to West Virginia's coal country electorate underscores her insensitive disdain for people that work. I'm going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs. She was happy when she said it, and she won't stop there. Now, Germany, Britain, and Poland are finally awakening to the ways exorbitant prices for subsidized, unreliable wind and solar electricity are hammering the poor and middle-class families with, destroying their international competitiveness. And they're driving their steel and auto and ceramics and other industries out of business because they can't afford to do business. Clinton wants to regulate hydraulic fracking into oblivion, ban mining and drilling on federally controlled lands that represent 30 to 85% of all real estate in Alaska and America's western states, and her rabid environmentalist base wants to rid these areas of ranching and grazing as well. What are you going to eat? And are you going to sit in the dark, idiots? Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but we didn't. Like Obama and other elites, she surrounds herself with armed security details and then demands more gun control. When unarmed or disarmed Americans are murdered in Orlando, San Bernardino, or Fort Hood, or in Chicago every weekend, while scrubbing press releases and cell phone transcripts of any mention of Islamist motives. This is what we got today. This is what we got today. So, all, and you know, they're children. They go to very pricey private prep schools, guarded prep schools. They oppose funding for charter schools that give poor minority children a chance at that type of education. They demand full integration of middle-income neighborhoods but live in segregated, gated communities. It's not do as I do. It's do as I want you to do. And those who dare question some of this stuff, sometimes they get visited by the IRS. Sometimes they get visited by a SWAT team bursting through their door. Illegal immigrant faces a very slow, expensive process. Illegals from Latin America receive health care and education and live in sanctuary cities and rarely get deported for crimes. 99% of the Syrian refugees arriving under the latest Obama decree are Muslims, even as Christians are being exterminated in Syria and Iraq. We have a choice, and we have a chance. We can take control. That's something we're going to have to do. We're going to head towards the next hour right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.